अविधेय नाम भक्ति प्रेम प्रयजान पुरुषार्थ शिरोमणि प्रेम महाधाम. सो आफ्टर अंडरस्टैंडिंग आवर रिलेशनशिप विथ कृष्णा एवरी अंडरस्टैंडिंग हैज इट्स अल्टीमेट गोल. सो द अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज दैट वी आर इटर्नली रिलेटेड विथ कृष्णा. Forgetting this relationship, we are now engaged in relationship with this material body, which I am not. Therefore, I have to revive my activities, which is directly in relationship with Krishna, and that is called to act in Krishna consciousness. And development of that Krishna consciousness will be ended in love of, full love of Krishna. When we reach that stage, love of God, love of Krishna, then we love everyone, because Krishna is everyone. Without coming to the central point, our love on the material conception of life, equality, fraternity, brotherhood, they're all simply cheating God. There is not possible. So we come to that stage. Krishna madhurya seva praptir karan Krishna seva kare Krishna ras asada. Krishna madhurya seva praptir karan. Just like in the material world, when we serve somebody, we become tired, we become detestful, we do not like to serve. But if we serve Krishna, then we shall feel some ecstasy in increasing the service. There is no payment. Materially, there is no payment. Still, a person engaged in Krishna's service, in Krishna consciousness, he will be encouraged to serve more and more. This is the distinction. In the material platform, if you serve somebody, you will find tired, satiated, you won't like. But if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, you will find yourself more energetic. You will like to serve more and more. That is the test. If I feel tired, then that is material. And if I feel more encouraged, that means it is blessings of Krishna. So Krishna madhurya. So one is engaged in service of Krishna, not officially or to make show. He feels enlivened in the learning such transcendental service. Some of you must be feeling like that, I am sure. Otherwise, you cannot take so much responsibility working all day unless you feel. You see? So that is the test. Krishna madhurya. There is some transcendental ecstasy, feeling in the service of the Lord. So in the beginning, we may not release that transcendental feeling, but as we go on increasing, we will feel it. Krishna seva kare Krishna rasa sadhan. This is called Krishna rasa. Just like anything we do, there is some humor, there is some taste. Suppose a person writes poetry. In writing that poetry, he feels some taste, therefore he writes. Somebody plays on flute. So everything, somebody drinks. So there is some particular taste. Similarly, transcendentally, we will have a taste for Krishna's service. That is Krishna consciousness. taste of melon, or what is called a humor, you like to serve more and more. The more you serve, you like to serve more and more. That is transcendental service.
ইহাতে দৃষ্টান্ত যাইছে দরিদ্রের ঘরে সর্বজ্ঞ আসি দুঃখ দেখি পুছায় তাহারে।
Now, Lord Chaitanya is giving one example. That an astrologer has come to a poor man's house. The astrologer sees that this man is living very niggardly life, wretched life. But he should not have done like that. His horoscope says that he should be a rich man. His palmistry says that he should be a rich man.
Piyate drishtanta je daridrir ghare sarvajna ashi dukkha dekhi puchhaye tahare.
So the astrologer is asking, oh, I see you have got some good symptoms in your horoscope, in your palm. Oh, why you are suffering?
তুমি কেন এত দুঃখী? তোমার আছে পিতৃ ধন, তোমার না কহিলে অন্যত্র ছাড়িল জীবন।
আই সি দ্যাট ইউ হ্যাভ গট ইউর প্যাটার্নাল প্রপার্টি হিডেন সামহেয়ার, হিডেন সামহেয়ার। ইউ হ্যাভ গট সাম মানি লেফট বাই ইউর ফাদার, বাট ইট ইজ হিডেন সামহেয়ার, ইউ হ্যাভ টু ফাইন্ড আউট, ইট ইজ হিডেন সামহেয়ার।
সব্রকের বাক্যে করে ধনের উদ্দেশ্যে কইছে বীর পুরাণে জীবে কৃষ্ণ উপদেশে।
নাও অ্যাজ এ পুয়ার ম্যান আন্ডার দি ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ দি অ্যাস্ট্রোলজার, আফটার হিয়ারিং ফ্রম দি অ্যাস্ট্রোলজার, হি বিগিনস টু সার্চ আউট, ওয়েল, ওয়েল মাই ফাদার হ্যাজ কেপ্ট দি হিডেন ওয়েলথ, আই মাস্ট ফাইন্ড আউট, অ্যাজ হি বিগিনস to search it out. Similarly, each Veda Purana Jive Krishna Upadesha. So, as the astrologer gives instruction to the poor man that you should not live such niggardly, wretched life, I see that you are rich man's son, your father has left some property and you can enjoy that, find it out. So this example is just applicable to the Vedic instruction. Vedas, just like take Vedas astrologer, and we are struggling against this material nature, hard life. And Vedas says, oh, why you are so much struggling? You are a very rich man's son. You are son of God. You are son of Krishna, who is full of all opulences. He is the proprietor of everything. He is all-powerful. He is all-beautiful. He is full of knowledge. You are son of such a father, and why you are suffering? Just see the comparison. The astrologer says to a poor man that you should not have suffered so much, because I see from astrological calculation that you have got your father's property. Just find it out, where it is. It is within your house, just find it out. A similar instruction is given by the Vedas. That why, the exact word in the Vedas used, uttishtata jagrata praptavaran nibodata. Uttishtata jagrata prapta varan nibodhata. Oh, you human being, you are sleeping under material spell, under illusion. Oh, no, don't do this. Get up. Just act and have your share of happiness. You are son of God. You are son of the Supreme. Why you should suffer? Just search out. This is the instruction of Vedas. Very nicely it is given. The Vedas instruct that you should not toil so much hard for simple existence. You are the Sana, the Supreme. And what is the Supreme? Aisa jasa samagrasa. Bijasa jasa sasya. Here we claim, Lord, he is my father. He has got $10 million in his bank. But if you understand that you have got another father, who is real father, who has unlimited wealth, which is cannot finish by spending like anything. The actuality is so. Nobody is here, father and son. This is simply dress, just like in a theatrical performance. I think this word agitated one of our devotees and left this meeting. But actually this is the fact. That means he wants to keep this dress and at the same time become Krishna consciousness. You see? So, actually, this material stage acting, my father, my son, my family, my country, and so many aham mameti, aham I am and mine. This is the disease of this material. I am something, Lord, and everything mine. So this is simply stage play. As soon as the body is finished, this play is also finished. Just like in theatrical performances, as soon as the time is over, the drop-scene is there, and you have to give up your dress and become Mr. Such and Such. No more king, no more nothing. And while playing in the stage, oh, I am king, I am queen, and this and so many things I was doing. And as soon as the play is over, I am neither king, neither queen, I am ordinary Mr. John and Mr. That's all. So, why should we play in that way? We are actually King's son, the Supreme Paramesha, the Supreme Father. He is not only Supreme by name, but he is Vaisajjasa. He is the proprietor of all wealth, samagrasa, all. Samagra means all. Vaisajjasa, samagrasa, bijasa. Here my father may be weak. He cannot give me protection when death is drawing me, dragging me. My father cannot give me protection. But if you actually approach the Supreme Father, there is no death. Death cannot touch you. You have got such a father. Just approach him. Aisajjasa samagrasa. Bijas, he is so powerful. Even in this world, while you are conscious of your father, Krishna conscious, your father gives you all protection. Kontya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you declare it to the world that my devotee will never be vanquished. We have got such a relationship, we have got such a father. So, Lord Chaitanya said, Sadbhagyer vakye kare dhaner uddeshe, oiche ved purane jeev Krishna upadeshe. All the scriptures, they are advising you to search out your real father. Then you will be happy. Don't try to be happy by this false dress and false father, false platform. No. The scriptural instruction, no scripture in the world instructs you that you become happy here. No. Take Bible, take Quran, or take Bhagavad Gita, or any scripture, even I am to say, Buddhist scripture. Lord Buddha was a king's son. Why did he give up everything? He became a mendicant and placed himself in meditation
at Gaya underneath a tree. So that philosophy also does not say that you enjoy this material world. Nobody will say, and be happy here. No scripture will say that. Every scripture will say that you find out your real father. Come back to God. That is it. The modern foolish creatures, they may find out something that here we have to adjust things. Here we shall make the heavenly kingdom. No, Bhagavad Gita does not say that. Dukkhalayam masasatam. This place is full of misery. So unless one comes to this understanding that this place is full of misery, or there is no chance of spiritual progress. If he thinks that this place is very nice, here we have got nice food, nice sleeping accommodation, nice girlfriend or boyfriend, and so if he says this is nice, then he is not progressing spiritually. This should be condemned. It is not pessimism. It is the real understanding that there is no happiness here. Unless one understands fully, he cannot make any spiritual progress. That's the fact. Because yet actually there is no happiness, and if we think there is happiness, that means I am still under illusion. Still under illusion.
Sadbhagyer bhakke muludhan anubandha sattva shastri upadeshe Sri Krishna sambandha.
Now, if you accept directly Krishna or the Supreme Lord as your ultimate goal of life and center, then you need not search out. You have got the thing. Therefore, you have to follow Mahajana Jina Gatasya Panthya. These are very valuable instructions. Tarko Apratishtya. If you want to find out the absolute truth by your philosophical research, you'll never find it. Because your philosophical research may be different from me. Maybe it is always. No philosopher agrees. Why there are so many cults and philosophical theses? Because no, naso munijasya matangna vinnam. One cannot be a philosopher, he does not put another against view on the other philosopher. He is not a philosopher. A philosopher means, suppose you are a philosopher, and I am philosopher. I must cut your arguments, I say, oh, this is right, and this is going on. Everyone is thinking, your theory is not good, my theory is good. I can create, I am the cause. These things are going on. So this is called tarka. So if you go on this argumentative, philosophical speculation to find out the supreme truth, it will be useless labor only. Takka pratishtha. Sutayo vibhinna. If you stick to particular type of scripture, oh, I am Christian. Oh, I cannot go beyond my Bible. Oh, I am Hindu. Oh, I cannot go beyond my Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata. Oh, I am Muslim. I cannot go beyond my Quran. But we will find, because we are all foolish, we will find that there is a difference between Quran, difference between Bible, and actually there is no difference. Each scripture is all right, but according to circumstances, according to country, according to the people, they have been differently advised. But the ultimate is God. So anyone who knows, he says, well, this difference is, material only, according to circumstances. This kala patra, this means
place, Kal means time, and just like Lord Buddha, he said there is no God, there is no soul, because at that time, to that class of people, that sort of instruction was needed. Lord Buddha, we accept him as incarnation of God. He cannot say that there is no God. But the people amongst whom he preached, they could not understand what is God. Therefore, simple moral principles that just don't kill animals. That's all. They're so much expert in killing animals, but that was their ultimate philosophy. Stop that nonsense. And what they will understand about God? So therefore he did not say anything more. So actually, his intention was, if these foolish people stop this animal killing, they will be at least virtuous so that in future they may understand what is God. Because foolish, non-virtuous person, always sinful acting, you see, Bhagavad Gita, Namah duskitana mura prapadante naradhava. Those are always engaged in miscreant, doing mischief only. They cannot approach God. Not possible. Therefore, to such people, this preaching is required, that is, stop this foolish nonsense. If they can stop, then one day there will be opportunity to understand God. Sutayo vivinna. Therefore, ephemerally, superficially, we find that there is difference between Bible and Quran or Bhagavad Gita. But if we take the sum total, well, Quran is preaching also God, Bible is teaching also God, and Bhagavad Gita is also teaching God. Superficially we will find, therefore we cannot understand what is the way. Neither we can approach the Supreme Truth by this philosophical argument and speculation, nor by reading ourselves the scripture by ourselves, understanding. No, it is not possible. Nāsu munijyasya matam na bhinna. If we go to some leaders, then he will say, well, this is right. He will say, this is right. Everyone say against the other. Nāsu munijyasya. Then how I shall find out? What is the way that I can find out the absolute truth? Therefore, Bhagavad gives you instruction. Mahajana ji dharmasya tattang nitang guhaya. The absolute truth, it is very confidential. Therefore, you take up the way, just try to follow the footprints of great saints and sages and spiritual masters. That's Mahajana jina gatasya panta. You will have to find out a bona fide Mahajana or Mahatma, who are always engaged in the service of the Lord, and just try to follow, that will be the way. If you search out in your own way, then it is not possible. You have to adopt a line, which line is perfect, and by following that line, the performer has achieved success. So sarva-śāstre, in every scripture, there is the aim, ultimate goal is God or Krishna. Bāpēr dhon āche jāne dhon nahi pāy, sarvagya kahe tahe prāpti upār. Now the man, poor man, is asking the astrologer, yes, I have also heard that my father was a very rich man, and he has left some money, but I do not know. Would you kindly let me know, how can I find out what is the way, where it is laid down? You are, as you are by your astrological calculation, you are saying that I am a very rich man's son and my father has left some money which is somewhere hidden. So can you tell me where is that hidden place so that I can find out? So we shall discuss the hidden place tomorrow.
বাপের ধন আছে জানে ধন নাহি পায় সর্বজ্ঞ কহে তারে প্রাপ্তির উপায়। নাও দি পোর ম্যান আস দি অ্যাস্ট্রোলজার, ইয়েস হোয়াট ইউ সে ইট ইজ রাইট, আই হ্যাভ হার্ড অলসো দ্যাট মাই ফাদার ইজ ভেরি রিচ ম্যান অ্যান্ড হি হ্যাজ লেফট সাম মানি ফর মি, বাট হোয়ার হি হ্যাজ কেপ্ট আই ডু নট ফাইন্ড, উইল ইউ প্লিজ লেট মি নো how I can find it out. So the the astrologer, a perfect astrologer is called Sarvajna. Sarvajna means he knows past, present and future. A real astrologer means he will tell you about your past life and he will tell you about your present life and your future life also. There is a system of astrology in India which is called Bhrigu Sanhita. Any man will go, and if the expert in Bhrigu Sanhita science, he will at once tell you what you were in your past life, how you are acting in this present life and what is your next life. Therefore, perfection of astrology is in the Bhrigu Sanhita and they are called Sarvajna. And in old Indian system, as soon as child is born, an expert astrologer will be called for and there will be ceremony. Jata karma, just after the birth. Just like before giving birth to the child, there was some ceremony which is called Garbhadhan ceremony. And between the birth-giving ceremony and the child is born, there are two other ceremonies, Shadavakkhan. So after the birth of the child, astrologer is called forth and he begins to tell about the future of the boy. Then in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Maharaj Parikshit was born, his father was dead. His grandfather, you know, his father was only 16 years old when the boy was in the womb of his mother. In the battlefield he died. So when the child was born, the grandfathers, Arjuna and his elder brother, they are very much anxious to know how this child will become in future, because a responsible king, they wanted to know whether the child is worth to our family. So everything was spoken that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that this child will be like this. And it was foretold that at the last stage of his life, he will be cursed by a Brahmin and he will die out of snake bite. This child will die by snake bite. That was also foretold. And because the Brahmin cursed, the Brahmin boy cursed him that within 7 days the king will die by snake bite. That's a long story. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit, he was not very old, but he understood that I'll have to die by snake bite. So let me get free from this royal responsibility. He at once handed over his kingdom to his son and went to the bank of the Ganges and sat down there tight without taking any food and drink for 7 days. And he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the authoritative source of Sukadeva Goswami, and he died at the end of 7 days. A snake came and bit him. So these astrological calculations were there and still there are.
chapter C.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Srimad Bhagavatam was written, it was 5,000 years before, it is stated there that in the beginning of Kali Yuga, there will be Buddha avatar incarnation, Bhavishyat. Bhavishyat means there will appear. See, these are shastra, these are astronomical calculations, everything perfect. The other day, when I was discussing about Sanatana Goswami, now even an ordinary hotel keeper, he kept an astrologer who told the hotel keeper that this man has got $8 golden. You see, this is astrology. Even a thief could be conducted by, guided by astrologer, and what to speak of others. So that was the system in India. So that example is being placed here by Lord Chaitanya, that the Veda, that is astrology for your guidance. For your guidance, the scripture is your astrologer. He knows your future, he knows your past. So therefore we should consult. We should consult for our guidance. Now the astrologer is supposed to give some instruction to the poor man. এই স্থানে আছে ধন বলি দক্ষিণে খুদিবে ভীমরুল বরুলি উঠিবে ধন না পাইবে. Now, the astrologer says, is giving him, it is figurative, that if you want to search out the absolute truth by ritualistic method, mostly people are attached to the particular faith and its ritualistic method. They consider this is all, everything. Veda-vāda-ratā-prātha nanna-dastīti-vādina. They think that performing these rituals of a particular religion and faith, that is all, no more. So Lord Chaitanya says, Lord Chaitanya in the shape of that astrologer says that if you follow the figurative, it is being figurative, that he is searching after the wealth left by his father. So similarly, we have got our father, the Supreme, and he is the supreme proprietor of everything. Now, if we try to find out our father's and father's property by the ritualistic process, there are ritualistic processes in every religion and every scripture. But if we stick to that, then the result will be that I'll be entrapped by such fanaticism and it will be not possible to make progress. This is called Dakshina system. Dakshina, Dakshina means if you, he is giving him instruction that your house is bounded by east side, west side, north side, and south side. See, if you go to the south, south is translated into Sanskrit, Dakshin. And Dakshin also means giving something to the priest in respect of his service for performing rituals. So this is figurative being used, Dakshina. Dakshina means priesthood. If you follow the priesthood, then the result will be that bhimru baruli uthibe dhonna paive. There are some poisonous insects which will bite you and you will not be able to dig out the wealth left by your father. So this poisonous effect is that the priesthood, they are for business.
they will never give you the right thing, and not it is in their power. That is going on. But if you find out, if you want to find out the absolute truth through this righteous and priesthood, then the result will be that you will be bitten by some poisonous, insect, and your attempt will be unsuccessful. পশ্চিমে খুদিবে তাহা যক্ষয় হয় সে বিঘ্ন ধনে হাত না পড়য়। দেন অ্যাগেন দি সিস্টেম অফ অহংগ্রহ উপাসনা প্যান্থিজম ফিলোসফিক্যাল স্পেকুলেশন প্যান্থিজম মনিজম atheism, agnosticism, so many isms there are. So if you follow these isms, there is a jokha, there is another danger, if you will not get any information of the absolute truth. Uttare khudive ache krishna ajagare dhon nahi pabe khudite gilibe shavare. The uttar means uttar mimansa. There is a philosophy which is called karma mimamsa. Karma mimamsa means, so there is no need of making your relationship with God. God is supreme, accepted, but He is bound to give you the result of your honest work. This is another philosophy. So you work honestly. This is more or less moral principle. If you stick to the moral principle and ethics and moral, then we will be entrapped by this, brightness that, oh, I am very moral, I do not speak lies, I do not steal, I treat with my neighbors very nicely, so I have no necessity to search out for, I am quite all right. That means this mundane moralist. If you become mundane moralist, or if you become mundane philosopher, or if you stick to the ritualistic process of your particular faith, then there is no hope of reaching to the absolute truth. Mundane and scriptural ritualistic way and dry speculative philosophy and mundane moralist. Just like Arjuna and his brother. His brother, eldest brother, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was very moralist. Dharmaraj, his name was the king of religious principle, Dharmaraj. So Krishna himself advised him that you go to Dronacharya and tell him a lie that your son is dead. Now, Maharaj Yudhisthira, he was a mundane moralist. He said, oh, how can I tell lie? I have never spoken lie in my life. So there was some argument, of course, this was fight, war, some compromise was made between them in the camp. So he became a mundane moralist. He did not consider that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is asking me to tell lie. So he could not transgress his moral principles, so he could not become a devotee of Krishna. He considered mundane moralism. So it was not possible for him to become a Krishna-conscious person. He could not take Krishna's order as the supreme. But Arjuna, in the beginning, he was hesitating to fight and kill his kinsmen. And when he understood that Krishna wants this fight, he decided, yes, I shall do. This is Krishna-conscious. So these are the principles. If we stick to the particular type of ritualism, because I confess a particular type of faith, and my faith describes this sort of ritualism I must follow, then you stick to that. You cannot make any progress. And if you go on simply philosophizing, this ism, that ism, that ism, nonsenseism, then also you will not be able. And if you become mundane moralist, then also you will not be able. You have to become transcendental to all these mundane principles, then it will be possible to become perfectly Krishna conscious. So it is not transgression, because as soon as you become really Krishna conscious, then you become all. You become a philosopher, you become a ritualistic, you become actually moralist. What is the standard of morality? Can you explain? What is the standard of morality? Can you explain? Can any one of you say? Have you got any idea? What is the standard of morality? The standard of morality is to obey the Supreme. There is standard of morality. Standard of morality does not mean that you manufacture something morality out of your concoction. No. Standard of morality is to obey the Supreme. That is standard of morality. Example is just like the state. The state has law that you commit, if you commit murder, then you will be hanged. It is immoral. If you commit theft, then you will be punished. But when the state says that you go and become a spy and become a thief and bring out this document from the enemy's camp, that is morality. If you kill a man, he will be hanged. But by the state order, if you kill an enemy, hundreds of enemies, he will be awarded gold medal. So if you stick to the principle, theft and murder, and do not follow the state order, you will be considered a, what is called, tyrant, or what is that?
Traitor.
So, if in our practical experience we see to obey the order of the Supreme is morality, standard of morality, don't you think to obey the supermost Supreme, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to obey Him, that is morality. That is morality. So if you stick to the mundane principle, then it will not be. Therefore, the astrologer advises the poor man, je purbadike tate mati alpo khudite dhoner jhari paribek tomar hate te. In other words, that if you take this process of Krishna consciousness devotional service, a slight attempt will give you the treasury house of that wealth. A slight attempt. Salpam api asya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. This is the only path. Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jaschami tattuta. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that if you actually want God, then you'll have to follow this process, Krishna consciousness and transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord. That will make you successful. Even if you execute a little percentage of this process, then you will touch at once, here is the hidden box containing the treasure. Now, gradually, you open it and then enjoy. But at once you will get the information, here is the thing. This is the process. Oiche shastra kahe karma gyan yoga taji. Now, Lord Chaitanya is explaining. these systems, different systems, ritualistic, philosophical, or meditation, morality, all these. In Shastra kahe, the real Vedic instruction is just like, what is Veda? Veda means the words of the Lord. That is Veda. Scripture means the words of the Lord. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be creation. These words are scripture. Now, one who takes up, just like sound is transmitted from a certain place, and one who captures by the machine, he gets the information. Similarly, Veda means the instruction transmitted by the Supreme Lord, and there are capable personalities just like Brahma. They capture it, and that is distributed either in writing or by tradition, by hearing. That is scripture. The words of God. Now, here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is personally speaking Bhagavad Gita. Is it not Veda? That is Veda. That is real Veda. Sarva Upanishadi, Gita Mahatma, it is said, this is the essence of all Veda. This is Vedanta. And simply by studying Bhagavad Gita, one becomes a learned scientist in the science of God. So Shastra kahe, and what that Shastra, the essence of all Shastra, essence of all scripture, ask you to do. The Shastra says, the Lord says, sarva dharman parityaja mami kam saranam vraja. Give up everything, just surrender unto me. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. So give up everything means there are different processes. Different processes, ritualistic processes, different religious processes, philosophical processes, meditation, so many. Give up all this. Simply surrender to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is stressing on that point that oiche shastra kahe karma jnana yoga taji. Karma, karma means in general activities on moral principle. That is called karma. Karma means, real karma means that you have to live. So you have to work. So work in such a way that you may not be entangled. Just like honest businessman, he works. He works according to the law. He does not play any blackmailing. And he pays the proper income tax to the government and the other taxes. He does nicely. This is called work, karma. You have to live. Without working, you cannot live. But you work in such a way so that you may not be entangled. That is called work, karma. Now, this work is not the solution of your human life. You can get some morsel of bread and eat and drink and sleep and just enjoy your wife and die curse and all, that's all. And then you take with you the result of your good work or bad work. That is karma. That is not solution. Then the next stage is, above this karma, this ordinary general people, there is a class, they are thinkers. They are thinkers. Whether this is the solution of life. The thinkers, some of them are dry thinkers, they have no knowledge, but they think only. They do not get the source of knowledge from higher authorities, they manufacture their own. So apart from that, those are bona fide thinkers. They are called jnani. Jnani means that this process of karma cannot make solution of life. Now, they put some philosophical thesis that this is the solution of life. They are called jnani. And the others, yogi, they meditate. Now, what they meditate? not they meditate falsely. They meditate, they concentrate the whole senses and put the focus in the soul and the super soul. So their endeavor is to make, re-establish the super soul who is sitting in my heart. That is yoga system. So all these systems can be adjusted only in one system, Krishna consciousness. That is the version of all the shastras, all the Vedas. Lord Chaitanya also confirms that. Vaiche shastra kahi karna jnana yoga taji bhakte krishna vasaye bhakte tare bhaji. If you want Krishna, if you want God, then you don't try to follow all these processes. You just try to follow devotion and service to the Lord, bhakti, Krishna consciousness. That will please Krishna, and then by His pleasing, He will reveal to you. He will reveal to you. God being pleased with your sincere service and love, He will let you know, just like Arjuna is being instructed by the Supreme Lord. And he said, "My dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge." So, if we become friend like Arjuna to Krishna, then Krishna will reveal himself as he is revealing himself. "I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that," and the confidence. So, if you actually want to re-establish your lost relationship with Krishna and God, then you have to adopt this Krishna consciousness and nothing more. Thank you.